With continuing coverage of Hurricane Michael, I'm Gina Jordan. Once we get through the storm, there will be cleanup, damage assessment, and insurance claims. Tom Flanagan spoke this morning with former Florida Deputy Insurance Commissioner Lisa Miller.
Lisa, you were Florida's Deputy Insurance Commissioner for a number of years, and I'm sure that this kind of situation we're seeing now with Hurricane Michael is kind of old stuff to you, so I really appreciate your sharing your wisdom and experience when it comes to these kinds of things right now. So what, from your long years of experience, can the rest of us expect here over the next, say, 24 hours or so when it comes to this storm?
You know, thank you for having me, Tom. I just want your listeners to do their best to breathe, be patient, and stay calm. And we've done all the preparations we should. This town is very resilient. And I took a moment to ride through town yesterday to get one last thing. And we are going to be experiencing a lot of wind. I know we're all staying glued to our televisions and great radio stations and announcers like you. So we have to stay vigilant and awake and aware. That's exactly right.
Now, as far as folks, once they either have bailed and have gone to another location or they're deciding to kind of hang in place and they come across some kind of damage to their property, their possessions there, before we get into all the ins and outs of notifying your carrier and getting an adjuster lined up and all that kind of stuff, is there a kind of central number that people should keep in mind if they have any overall questions regarding insurance?
That's a wonderful question, Tom. All of us have our individual property insurance, our homeowner insurance policy if we own our homes or have a mortgage. Every insurance company in Florida, and there are about 6 million homeowners insurance policies in Florida, and anywhere around 100 companies that are in the state of Florida doing business, and every one of them have a different 800 number that all you have to do is go online. They've all got them posted. I would do that now, before we lose power. If you want to call tomorrow, I know state government offices are closed. There's a toll-free helpline that can give you just general information, and that's through Chief Financial Officer Jimmy Petronis' office, the Department of Financial Services. And Tom, that number is an 877 number. If you've got that, I think, and can post that so folks don't have to write it down. It's 877. I'll give it to you quickly, but it's 877-693-5236, 877-693-5236. That's a free state of Florida consumer helpline, and the Department of Financial Services will be open, I believe, tomorrow whenever state government agencies open. In the meantime, grab your number for your insurance company claims line, and you'll be ready to go.
Okay, and it's always a good thing, too, to document. So if you did not during, say, Hermine or Irma or one of those, grab some quick cell phone pictures of your property and your internal possessions as quick as you can and keep those on file, because that'll be very helpful when you're filing a claim if you got to do that.
And that's a good point, Tom. In fact, some insurance companies have what they call fast track or fast claim. And those consumers that have taken those pictures, a lot can be done over the phone, assuming that, you know, we all have phone service, via email, or you can email things to your adjusters. Remember, we're in this age where at a lot of times an adjuster may not have to come out if you can do it as quickly and efficiently electronically. So the pictures, the video. One other point, Tom, is I want folks to use common sense. Right now we're all nervous. We're waiting for this storm. If you think it's a good idea to do when a storm isn't coming, then it's a good idea to do when a storm is coming, and vice versa. If you probably shouldn't be doing it when a storm isn't coming, and we all know we're all grown adults, then don't do something that may short-circuit something or may not be worked out with the insurance company after the storm.
Well, when we think of the types of insurance that we have for homeowner coverage, certainly windstorm is the biggie, but as has been said, and I think our CFO Jimmy Petronis has been pretty aggressive about this and notifying people that just because you got windstorm coverage does not mean that you have flood insurance coverage. That is a totally separate thing, and right now is a little bit too late to be thinking about that, but perhaps in anticipation of the next go around, that's a good thing to have, right?
Yes, Tom, and I'm glad you brought that up. We have various kinds of coverages in our insurance policies, and everybody's is a little different, but one coverage we don't have is flood insurance coverage. Right now, Florida leads the nation in private flood insurance company. 95% of it's bought from the federal government, but Florida's legislature, Governor Rick Scott, and several others, we all formed a team and have created an environment where insurance companies are writing it privately. So after the storm, I encourage your listeners to go to their insurance agents and see if your property insurance company will let you add on flood insurance company to your existing policy. It's very new, very innovative, and happening in Florida, and we hope across the country.
Okay, and Lisa, we're just about out of time, but one little quick hit here. In case the worst does happen, you return to your property and find out your house has been essentially destroyed, what then? What should you do?
Immediately call your insurance company and tell your insurance company exactly what's going on. But even for those that didn't lose their homes completely, please be neighborly. If you've just lost a few shingles, if you just have a few things wrong, please tell your insurance company, put me at the back of the line. For those who have lost their homes, let them get ahead of the line, Tom. We've got to be neighborly and considerate of others in this terrible storm.
Great answers to some really pressing questions right now. And let's hope for the best, Lisa, that we all get through this okay and that the damage is minimal and we don't have to make a lot of those calls. But thank you for your information this morning. Appreciate that.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Former Florida Deputy Insurance Commissioner Lisa Miller. Stay safe, Lisa, and we'll catch you on the other side of Michael.
Absolutely, Tom. Thanks for your great work.